Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 460. Learn to start making new mistakes. How are you guys doing this week? I trust you are doing phenomenal. Here we are coming up the last week of July. Lordy, lordy. I can't believe how fast things are going. And, well, at least here at the ranch, things have really cranked up. We have had our showing, and they're quite prevalent here. Our baby pileated woodpeckers, so much fun to watch them. Lots of kids, chipping sparrows. I think we've got almost 24 hummingbirds now. So that's the good news. The bad news is I know they nested here because we've got all these kids here at the feeders. They're buzzing us like crazy. It's so much fun, but we couldn't find a single nest. That is so infuriating. But anyway, hey, coming into August, I don't mind having all these critters because August is normally cricket time. Simple, small little shout out, but I want to thank my good friend Tom, the host and the producer of the Camera Cafe Show podcast. I was on his podcast, about a year ago. We've stayed in touch since. Really just a outstanding stand-up guy. I got this great The Camera Cafe Show mug showed up. Just, you know, this community known as photographers. Hey, you make friends. They last forever. So I want to thank you, Tom, for inviting me on your podcast, your friendship, and the mug. This episode of the podcast is being recorded again using Adobe Podcast AI voice. I'm sorry, I'm sitting watching the Hummers at the office window. There's three of them, you know, each chasing each other with the lead one. You know, the calories in, calories out. How can those Hummers afford to do all that? Anyway, I'm getting off task. What am I saying? This episode of the podcast is being recorded again with the Adobe Podcast using its AI voice. It makes life simple. It works well. Now, you can head to the blog post on the website for the podcast, and there you'll find links and illustrations, photographs relating to the podcast. And, of course, you can find the transcript, which is created by the Adobe Podcast Beta. But I would prefer, unless I want you to look at the photograph, but going to Spotify, listening to the podcast, there you can leave comments and we can have a conversation. Love to have conversations. That's why I do that. In fact, that brings up a really interesting email I got this week. So to finish the other thought, you can listen to the podcast, Spotify, Amazon, YouTube, all those places. So it's there to help you. And they have the transcripts that are created by Castos, all there for you. And back to that email, wasn't sure, you know, because it's email, right? You don't know what inflection somebody's using in their wording. But basically, they said, what the hell are you doing all these podcasts for? Who listens to them? And how do they ever help? Because you don't ever show any pictures. Well, to the first part, why do I do them? Gives me a chance to express what's on my mind, and often from the emails I received, it helps some of you folks, and if it helps just one, it's worth my doing. This email that I received kind of insinuated that I get paid lots of money for doing this, and all I can say to you, I'm not sure what world you're in. If you're in a world where you get paid a lot of money for podcasts, could you give me that address? Because that's not the world I live in. Nope. I do these podcasts for a simple reason. I can relax, converse with you via what? I guess it's the web. I used to say the radio waves back in the oldie days. And if I have something to say that pertains to helping you, then all the better. And if not, well, you can just turn it off, right? So that's why I do the podcast. If I can just help one of you, then it's worth my time to just talk a few things through and help you out. So that's why I do them. So hopefully it's helping. Hey, so some of you have probably noticed all this craziness going around with imports and tariffs and price increases and blah, blah, blah. That's what it is, blah, blah, blah. Ever since I got into photography, the price has gone up for many different reasons. And getting the coins to pay for stuff, even to this day, is still got to work. That old adage, you know, for every dollar you spend, you got to earn five, you know, when it comes to this photography thing. So it's just the way of the world. I'm here to tell you, I wouldn't sweat it. Life is going to keep going forward. You will find solutions with either what you've got, what you need, and how to obtain it. So, hey, take a deep breath and enjoy it. Seriously, because tomorrow the sun will rise. Coming up this weekend, here in just about 4 days, yeah, 4 days, on Friday the 1st, I'll be at Bozeman Cameron, Bozeman, Montana, free presentation on aviation photography. We're just going to have a good old aviation bowl session. You're invited. Come join us. Saturday morning, for those who pay to join the morning shoot, which is a fundraiser for the Montana Antique Aircraft Association, we've got some very special aircraft, really one of a kind, in fact, aircraft coming that will be there that we will have exclusive access to. And then the whole day up until about 2-3 o'clock, we'll be photographing all the aircraft that come in there. So it's on the website. Check the link. Register. Come join us. And then Photoshop World, which will be online. It will not be in person. Sorry. Yeah, I'd rather have it be in person, but that's not the way to be this year. Was just announced this week as well. I'll be teaching a couple classes, so hope you can join us then. I want to thank my good friends at Bedford, bedfords.com, for supporting all of us, including the Moose podcast. They've got the Nikon specials going. Don't ask me the logic, right? They raise the prices, they give it back to you in rebates and on the purchase refunds, and it makes my head swim. The bottom line is we got Bedford's. Because Bedford's is there to help us through all of it. They'll navigate through all the pricing. They're going to give you the best price possible, period, end of sentence. They've got the inventory. Had a friend just call up, got the impossible. They had it in stock. I don't know how they do that. So she's out there with the ZA, with the 28-400, having a great time shooting. And that's what it's all about. That's what Bedford's is all about. Got the product, the prices, the people, the inventory, everything. I mean, these guys, they are the best. Yes, I say thank you every week. I say and count my blessings for lots of things, weekly, daily. One of them is Bedford's, bedfords.com. Thank you, guys. Biologists and pilots. They actually have quite a few things quite similar. One of them is kind of, and I kind of enjoy it. It's refreshing to me. Is their outlook on so many things. And I know so many biologists who really love flying. I know so many pilots who love critters. And it always just is so heartwarming and just revs the engines. And they both say, just out of the blue, these one-liners that often just make my head just go. It's just like, what did you just say? Well, learn to start making new mistakes. And I'm like, I heard that on the headset, we're flying, and I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's talking about his old flight instructor, and this is a flight instructor, and he said, hey, you got to learn to start making new mistakes. And I'm thinking about this and thinking about it, and I've pondered it for a month. And this week I wanted to put it in the podcast. Learn to start making new mistakes. Now, when it comes to flying, it kind of insinuates that you're making the same mistake over and over again, and it ain't going so well. You know, when you're flying a plane and you make a mistake, it often means there's an issue with the flying. And as we all know, the old adage, there's more submarines stuck at the bottom of the ocean than there are planes stuck in the sky. When you have a problem flying, yeah, you hit the ground not so gracefully. Learn to start making new mistakes. And I was thinking about photography, and I've been listening, I'm not sure why, for the last 10 days, I've been listening to a lot of different photographers out there philosophizing and waxing poetically and trying to help. And in that, it came to me this simple statement: learn to start making new mistakes. Now, what does that really translate to? How does that help us as photographers? Examples, I thought of many. Ones that might actually help. So the one that really just kind of just keeps smacking me between the eyes is, when it comes to photographing critters, one thing I try to share with all of my students every way possible is that butt shots are rude, point blank. In other words, when the critter, whether it's a mammal or a bird, insect, whatever, is going away from you, photographing their arse, it's just rude. Besides that, and the implications to that statement is, when you're trying to reach out to someone's heartstrings, showing them an arse shot of some bird or mammal, is it really effective? No, it's not. It's not. It ain't going to get you to where you want to get when it comes to storytelling, because what comes out of most critters' arse? Yeah, okay. So, don't do it. And it is hard for some to do, especially birds in flight, mammals running away. Because when you're in that track, your proper hand holding, you're panning perfectly, and you're getting sharp images, which is such the standard for a keepable shot. I know, I'm making up words. What can I tell you? But sharp is not the standard for the image you share. It is the very least before you delete it. Okay, so, but our shots are rude, period. Then I got into aviations, and then, yeah, our shots, they're the way to go. Whether the plane is flying or the plane is static, our shots. So much can be into that our shot that just reaches out and grab folks. So you got to learn to start making new mistakes, because where one, you wouldn't shoot that our shot, so you never think about the different things you can do to screw up because you don't even go there. You start with another and you start doing the R shots, and then you're like, oh, I need to have a certain attitude to the plane. I need to have a certain background to that plane. I need to have it in a certain part in the flame. You have to start learning to start making new mistakes. And I can go on and on. Another one that came on, Lordy, it's early morning, that came to mind is exposure. I see so many photographs, and I'm sorry to say, way too many photographs, where the exposure is as they saw it, or as somebody told them they should do, when it comes to highlights and shadows, blah, 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 because I think that is blah, 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 fooey, rather than going there and then saying, you know, learning to start making new mistakes, don't go to the other side of the equation and expose for emotion, which the vast, vast, vast majority of times means underexposure. Because exposure equals emotion, and light has character to it, and more of that character, including the color, comes through that click when you underexpose. But if you don't learn to start making new mistakes, you never get there. And the problem with this, learn to start making new mistakes, is we don't want to make mistakes. We're human. More importantly, we're a photographer. We never, doggone it, make mistakes. But as I've mentioned so many times, failure is such an important part of this process. There are some that go out and they get into a project and they start, you know, doing either exposure right on, exposure over, or exposure under, and they stay in that same slot all the time because it worked once. It's got to work every time, to the point where they get these blinders on and they don't see the mistakes and they don't realize they need to learn to start making new mistakes to change their, in this case, exposure. Just because you like the blown out highlights in one photograph doesn't mean it's going to work in a series, nor is that a style, nor is that, that's just being human. Like I've said, a rut is a grave with the ends knocked out. And for us, it's not truly fatal. For a pilot, you know, learn to start making new mistakes can mean all the difference between a 3-point landing or ground loop or worse. So broaden your horizons. Venture past your comfort zone. Such an important, simple phrase that can just translate into huge, huge rewards. Think about it. Learn to start making new mistakes. You folks have a great week. Next time we talk is going to be August. Oh my gosh. That's okay. We will get through it. Hard light month coming up. Get out there and shoot. Get past your comfort zone. And remember to make every click your story.